very much so. Put a lot of thought and a lot of preparation into this game. And I've played Coe on a lot of occasions, and it's been very even. But at the same time, you know, we've never played each other in a major competition. We've never played each other on TV before, so I didn't really know what to expect. I think the separator tonight was, you know, I hit doubles under pressure, which is something I haven't done this year, and I'm very pleased.
Coming into this Ladbrokes World Championship, you knew that there may be an issue with the crowd. You came prepared, and you dealt with it very well, if I do say so.
Earplugs. I cut them in half, and I thought, I don't want to drown everything out because I want a little bit of motivation, but at the same time, it just took away the volume, and it was a little bit weird to start with, but I think it worked. You know, with Coe being a massive crowd favourite, I knew it was going to happen. You know, the first couple of legs, I did hear through the earplugs, you know, there's only one Coe Stompy, but I'm very proud of myself, the fact that I just stuck to my task, and, you know, that first set was the most important set of the three, because I got myself a lead and I stuck with it, and I did exactly what I haven't done in the past. I've actually took advantage of a lead and I just sprinted, and I think I played a little bit better the second set and the third set, and I just took advantage of my chances.
Plenty of that sort of determination and that intensity that we know is often part of your game, but without it getting too much, you still managed to produce some fairly decent darts. It wasn't your best, but enough to get it done.
Yeah. What I'm trying to rediscover is the Paul Nicholson from 2009. And the one thing that is starting to, you know, really let me discover that is the fact that I had a couple of Australians in the crowd. You know, I had Kyle Anderson there, who, to be fair, I've never met before, but I've heard so much about, and I respect him more than most Australian dart players because he's an incredible player. But Shane Titchevich was there. You know, he was there to pump me up. And for them to come and support me was huge, absolutely massive. And the fact that they believe in me is better than 4,000 fans.
Very interesting stuff. So the lads from Down Under, you think, may be able to help you in this tournament, this Ladbrokes World Championship, particularly when you've got a very tough game up next?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, when I came here in 2008, just before Christmas, and I played Adrian Lewis, and I played Adrian Gray and Dennis Priestley, I came here as an Aussie. I'm still an Aussie. And I think somewhere down the track, I've lost a little bit of that spirit. I tell you what, I found a little bit of that tonight. And if I can find even more of it next week, I think Robert may be in a little bit of trouble, but I'm going to have to find my game a bit more.